All right, welcome everybody. It's Mr. Prey, and I'm here with our volleyball coaches, Coach Preston and Coach Reardon. How are you guys?
Doing good.
We're good.
We've talked flag football, so I thought it was time to get a little volleyball update on the girls. I saw them play a few weeks ago.
Were you impressed?
I liked what I saw. I mean, you have a lot of players.
We do have a lot of players. We have 15 players. We have 4 fifth graders and 2 sixth graders, and the rest are all fourth graders. So we've got a young team.
So we're going to be a dynasty shortly.
We are.
Hopefully.
It's kind of a building year.
And we are playing mostly sixth grade teams. So these girls are troopers.
Yeah, I noticed some size differences. It's amazing the size difference from like a fourth grader to a sixth grader.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or even a sixth grader to an eighth grader.
Yes.
But, and how many of the girls do you think are just brand new to volleyball? Like never even played?
I would say most. Brand new to volleyball, and none of them have played on an organized volleyball team before. Like they've played beach volleyball and things like that.
Just a few
of them have.
Yeah. It's good for them. Well, it sounds like they like it because I know I see the fifth and sixth graders and they talk about it a lot. So let's get into it. Who's on the team?
Well, our fourth graders are Doris, Sadie, Kelsey, Alejandra, Camille and Josie, Carly, Lucy, and Amelia. And they are all, they're young, but they are growing by leaps and bounds. They're super enthusiastic.
Since the beginning of the season, they've really, really improved and made huge strides to really work on their skills that they needed to get past. You know, like mentally, some of them just struggled with serves. And now they are a little bit more comfortable and they feel better about, you know, where they're at this.
You see like less nerves in the games now versus in the beginning.
Definitely.
A lot more less balls being dropped out there.
Yeah.
They are feeling confident and successful.
Well, that's good.
And then our fifth graders are Janie, Paige, Mackenzie, and Kira. And those girls are a great group.
I played recess volleyball with all of them.
Yes.
They're very competitive.
Yes. And they want to succeed. They're out there practicing on their own time.
Oh, yeah.
So impressed.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they try to destroy me when I play. I don't know what I'm doing. So.
We sure love our team. They have such enthusiasm and such heart. And then our 2 sixth graders who are our strong, strong leaders are Aubrey and Amaya. Those girls, not only are they quite skilled on the court, but they also just bring the team up.
Yeah, they're great mentors to have on the team. I mean, they, you know, talk to people, tell them where they need to go sometimes, and, you know, try to keep the other fourth grades' heads a little bit higher, you know, when they're on the court. So it makes a big difference.
That's great, because Amaya and Aubrey, maybe on the quieter side in class. Amaya for sure. So it's good to see her. Because I saw, you know, she's quiet in class, but she gets after it in sports.
Yeah.
She's a big softball player, too.
Yeah, they both just take charge out there.
Yeah.
They're in charge out there.
It's good.
And we're seeing their skills grow as well.
Yeah.
They're natural athletes, definitely.
I think you can kind of tell when I ask them about volleyball, you can see the pride they have. So that's good. So how are we doing this season, and what do we have left?
Well, our record is, we think, 2-5.
2-5, yeah.
And, like we said, we've been playing some older teams.
Yeah.
But the great thing that we're seeing is our skill level is going up, up, up. And the girls' hearts are in it with every play. They're just, I would say this is a team of perseverance. They don't give up.
Yeah, and 2 years from now, I think we'll be really strong with the fourth grade girls that will just continue to get better.
And taller.
And, developmentally be stronger. And.
But, I mean, that's the key, just getting better. Especially in private leagues, I found sometimes there's mismatches. You can't really do anything other than just try to get better. Because sometimes you're just overmatched, or sometimes the other team's overmatched. But there's doubleheaders. Because I saw you guys play, I think it was Val Vista.
Yeah.
Most of our games have been doubleheaders. We've got some driving going because our games have been far away, or or they're coming in from a ways away. So we did schedule most of them as doubleheaders. But the girls are definitely up for that. And also, it's nice because we have 15 girls on our team. So it's not like they're getting too tired out there.
Yeah.
They want more play time.
Yeah. Well, you have so many players. It's a challenge as a coach.
It is.
Yeah.
I know when I have a basketball team of like 14 players, it's like, oof.
Yeah. The enthusiasm. They're like, sub me in. I'm ready to be subbed in.
Yeah. I noticed that when I watched you play. So perseverance is the big life lesson this year.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And teamwork.
The
girls really take care of each other, I think.
Yeah. And they're really learning, you know, a lot out there, and not just teamwork, but, you know, like perseverance, like you said, but even their effort. You know, a lot of the time at the beginning of the year, they would just be lackadaisical and let the good players, you know, step up and do it. But over time, they're building confidence, and they have to focus on that team aspect as well. And so, you know, they have to trust their teammates when that's sometimes difficult to do.
It's great seeing the different grades play together. Just because, I mean, you get the leaders and it's just a little bit different than just playing with your own grade.
Mm-hmm. The bonds that they're forming.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it carries over to the future years. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too. So.
And we are entering our last week. You had asked, what do we have left? We have one game that is not a doubleheader this Thursday, and it's away. And then we have our last practice where we're inviting parents to come and play against us.
When is that?
That's on Friday afternoon.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes.
It's always good to have either parents versus players or staff versus players.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoyed those as a kid.
Yep.
Yeah, the girls are looking forward to that.
Fun. So party, is that a party?
It's a party.
Yep.
And where's the last game? It's not here.
Our last game's at Val Vista.
At Val Vista. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Gilbert. I think it's in Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. And then I'm going to just kind of wrap up. Middle school flag football ends this Thursday as well.
Oh, wow.
Although they have playoffs on March 5th, which I would be there, but it's my daughter's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So I can't go. And then fourth quarter, I have one of my fellow golf coaches, Mr. Preston, right here.
Yep.
You're joining the coaching staff.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So it'll be me, you, Mr. Van Kirk, and Mr. Peterson.
That's awesome.
Not sure how many golfers we have, but I think we might be in double digits.
Wow, that's really impressive.
And then boys basketball is starting, and co-ed track. So it's going to be a busy fourth quarter of Summit Sports, and I'm going to be a lot busier than I've been. I'll be coaching both. But well, thank you for coaching volleyball. I think it's going well. I think the girls love it. And thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.